Hello and welcome to the Colossians 2:7 podcast in English. Du hörst gerade eine monatliche Folge für unsere Freunde in den Staaten. While our regular listeners are primarily German, we are delighted to have a growing number of listeners from the States as well. Odds are you know us personally, and I want to thank you for tuning in. In this special episode, we invite you, dear friend, to join Willy and me as we engage in thoughtful conversation about life and ministry within the German context.
Mom had a really hard time with us in school because she only knew American school. And she was an A student.
Yeah, I hate those people.
Dad was a B or a C student, and I take after my dad. School itself was different. In the States, it was a lot more memorizing. Memorizing and then regurgitating what you learned in true or false or multiple choice questions. Whereas here it was you learn the concept and then you apply it to new situations you haven't heard of before. And then sometimes they would even throw a curveball at you. And you learned about geography, but then they would throw in there something. About half of the test was about weather patterns. And I got like a C or a D on that test. And I said to the teacher, what should I have done differently? Because I aced the part that we practiced for. And you said it was going to be on the test. I got an F on the other part. And she said, you should have known it. That was her response.
That's how Berlin fell.
The last English episode was a month ago, and so I had to re-listen to it a little bit to see where we left off.
We did the introduction and random facts about us. I think that would be a good summary.
We ended with the Catholic Church and how a lot of our members, our church, maybe not as much as other churches, but we do have a very strong Catholic influence because of the Catholic town we live in.
Yes.
And so that's where we left off last time. And maybe we could keep on talking about the Catholic Church a little bit. Because they don't mind us too much.
Correct.
And they actually think that what we teach is not all that bad.
Yes. Is that your cold start, by the way?
Huh?
Is that your cold start?
Yeah.
I didn't know you.
Well, it should have thrown you off that I was using the A, B, and C scale instead of the 1, 2, and 3 scale.
You did?
Yeah.
When we were talking
about grades.
School. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just jumping back and forth. I mean, America does not have a 6. No, it doesn't have a 5. It doesn't have a 5.
Correct.
So
there's no E.
There's no E for effort.
It goes straight from a D to a fail.
Yeah, and that would be terrible.
A lot of my education for like a year was counting on those E's, on those 5s.
Oh, there you go.
That was when I told Mom, I want to try this on my own. She helped me a lot. Even through most of high school, she helped me a lot. Mm-hmm. And it was in 11th grade, right before I start the actual Abitur track, which is the third track in the school system. Mm-hmm. And I said, I want to try it on my own. So I went from mostly B's and C's to D's, and I had 5 E's.
Ooh.
So 5 5s.
Oh my.
And I had to get rid of a few of those 5s to even go on to further schooling. So I managed to get my grades up.
Oh, good job.
But
did you pay them?
No. I did cry a lot,
though. Oh, there you go. That helps.
And I thought I'd be done with school. And then I come here, and I'm not sure if it was my idea, or maybe you suggested it, or maybe it was Rick Fessel that suggested it, that I take classes at the university here in town.
Yes. Well, when you came, your path has changed a little bit.
Yes.
Because when you came, the plan was to be here for 2 years, and to work with children.
Yes.
And not be pastor.
Correct.
That was one of your things. You said, I mean, I want to work with a church, but not as a pastor. That was...
Yeah.
And so that
and,
was...
And to convince people that go to Berlin with me.
Yes, correct. You wanted to draw them to Babylon.
Uh-huh.
And so... which is fine. When we we agreed on that, you'll be here for 2 years, and then you go back. And in order to get in touch with people, because I mean, you lived the missionary life for 2 years, you know, not doing anything. I mean, work wise, you did not have a job that you had to go to.
Mm-hmm.
So you were free during the day.
Yeah.
And one way to get in touch with people would be through the university.
Yes.
And we didn't have anybody. We didn't have a foot in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would have been an option. And so, yes, you did actually take a class.
I had three classes.
Theology?
I had Introduction to Theology.
We should probably put quotes on that.
Quotes?
On theology.
On the theology? Yes, it was eye-opening to take classes there. I had one class was about faith in general, just faith in general. And then I had a class on Jesus in the New Testament. And then I had a class, Introduction to Theology.
Mm.
I thought it was going to be theology proper, but it was more like systematic theology.
Yeah.
And...
It's a lot of quotations. I don't know if we have that.
Yes, a lot of bunny ears.
<It's right. laughs>
And it was downright depressing.
Mm.
I had classmates there, and they would even say that, you know, they're searching, they don't quite know. And I'm sitting in class, and the teacher teaching theology at the Catholic University says, you need about 20 years of philosophy to understand theology.
Mm.
Because, and this was my deduction, because you're not learning the Bible. You're learning about the Bible through theologians.
Yeah.
And
which is interesting, because Jesus did not have that quite... That ministry philosophy like that.
Not necessarily, no.
Not quite.
He actually went to the theologians and said, look, they know stuff, but they're not living it correctly.
Yeah.
So, bad examples.
Yes.
And a lot of those theologians that we learned from are not bad theologians.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure on our church Facebook pages, you might be quoting some of their quotes too. So,
yes. You can't condemn everything they do, and not everything they said. There has been a lot of stuff that was good. And if you talk about condemning everything, well, they do read out of the Bible.
Yes.
Hmm. That's going to be tough. They do sing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's going to be... They pray. So, not everything that is done is bad.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of the deceptive part, too.
Yeah.
Because they say, hey, this is a theology class. Here's the Bible. We're not going to look at it, but we're going to look at someone who wrote something about it.
Yes.
And then that will help us understand God's Word
Correct.
More. And my professor said, I'm not quoting him, but I'm saying what he said. He said, we don't know if there is a God. And if there is a God, we don't know if it's the God of the Bible. And that was my Catholic theology professor.
That is... I'm glad that he said that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sad, but I'm glad. Because then you know at least where he stands.
Mm-hmm.
I had an encounter with a Old Testament... I don't think she was a professor, but she did teach a few classes...
Did she come to church once or twice?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she would not believe everything about the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. I mean, by everything, the basics.
Mm-hmm.
She would not have even read the Old Testament or know it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and if you have teachers like that, it is scary, because if people go and study theology and you have people like that, then you're running into an issue, because they don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't, they don't do it out of conviction.
Mm-hmm. And when I was learning that there, I appreciated even more the education I had at Faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because my professors at Faith were passionate about what they taught because they believed it. It was genuine.
Yeah.
They genuinely wanted the best for the students.
Yes.
And they were teaching out of conviction and persuasion and faith.
Correct.
And even sometimes taking pay cuts in order to keep the tuition down.
Yeah.
Whereas these professors were probably making a good living. This was a job that mm-hmm. they had.
Yeah. Putting that a little bit into a broader perspective to understand Germany,
mm-hmm.
which I believe is also in America, but in Germany it is very obvious. So you have... There are independent churches. So besides Catholic and Lutheran, you have mm-hmm. other churches. You have Baptist churches, you have E-Free churches, you have Mennonites. Not Mennonite as in America, but the... like Baptist, Mennonite churches, mm-hmm. Brethren churches, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And each... And most of them are in a union,
mm-hmm.
like a convention.
Yes.
There is the Baptist convention, there is the E-Free convention, then there is the Brethren convention and Mennonite convention. Mm-hmm. At least of the Brethren and the Baptist convention... They, and I don't know if it's current, but I believe it is. I would be surprised if they got better.
Mm-hmm.
They teach you the first semester where the Bible is wrong.
Where do they teach you this?
At the Bible schools from those conventions.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you have people come out, because in order to be a pastor in those churches,
mm-hmm.
you actually have to be approved by those Bible schools.
Yeah.
And Bible school is a very, very loose term that... you mm-hmm. should not use. So at those institutions, you learn that the Bible is not true and that the Bible contains God's Word.
And contains God's Word is a big... It's a big thing.
It's... You know, if you would tell somebody in our church that... Well, not now, because they have heard it probably many, many times. But if you would tell somebody who is not into... big theology and reading all this stuff,
mm-hmm.
and they just have a simple faith, which is good.
Yeah.
And you would tell them, well, the Bible contains God's Word. They would say, yes, amen.
Absolutely, uh-huh.
And then if you say, and that means that not everything is true. Oh, wait a minute. No. The Bible is God's Word. Yes, exactly. The Bible is God's Word, contrary to the Bible contains God's Word.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that is a big thing. So you have not only the Catholic University doing that, you also have churches being influenced by that.
Mm-hmm.
And if a pastor comes out and does not have a conviction that the Bible is true, you have the same issue.
And that's why in order to have fellowship with other churches,
mm-hmm.
it can be very difficult.
Yes.
Because let's just say you Google any kind of church that believes that salvation is through Christ alone, through grace alone, and that the Bible is true from cover to cover.
Yeah.
You will find hardly any church across Germany that would believe that.
Correct. And partially it is because German churches don't have a doctrinal statement.
Yes.
And so if a church has a doctrinal statement, it is intentional.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean... Now, I don't want to bash every church that doesn't have a doctrinal statement.
Mm-hmm.
There are churches, there are good churches that would believe the same as we do, and they don't have a doctrinal statement.
Mm-hmm.
That is totally fine. But at the same time, how do I know what you believe?
Yes.
And so that is really hard. And going a step deeper into that, you mentioned earlier, for the professors at the university here in Eichstätt, it's a good paying job.
Yes.
I have encountered here... not in our circle of churches, mm-hmm. but in other churches, people that would view being a pastor more as a job than a calling. Mm-hmm. And in German, I'm going to say it in German, and you'll see the difference.
Uh-huh.
Das eine ist der Beruf,
Yeah.
Das andere ist eine Berufung.
Mm-hmm.
So the one is, and you can't say that, the one is a job. So that Beruf is a job,
mm-hmm.
and the Berufung is a calling.
Yes.
And that is incredible what difference that will make.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Since I took classes at the university,
mm-hmm.
I rubbed shoulders with several students, and a few that...
Oh, was it that full?
That was before Corona.
Oh, there you go.
And a few of those friendships and acquaintances I still have, mm-hmm. 5 years, 4.5 years later.
Yeah. Yes.
And now they're further along in their studies.
Mm.
And so when I go to someone's house and they're having a little get-together, I'm sitting in a room with first-year Catholic students learning the Catholic theology.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes they ask me, what kind of theology do you learn? I say, the Bible. But they're
what is that?
But they're learning the Catholic theology. And in the same room, I have someone studying to be a priest.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in the Catholic seminary.
Yeah.
And someone who is also teaching Catholic theology.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because they might see it a little bit as a calling, but the calling is to stay true to tradition.
Yes. Which would be the fulfillment of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you talk, and we had the privilege of having a priest come, and we had that questionnaire,
yeah.
ask the pastor, ask the priest thing, and they, when the question was asked, what is your basis of truth? What is the pillar of truth?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and the Catholic faith has two or three, depends on who you ask, but they would say the Bible, and on the same level, tradition. And then the third would be the teaching seat, it will be the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was thinking, ha, well, there you go. You dummy, you just really told everybody that you don't believe in the Bible. But he was happy about that.
Yeah.
Why? Because... And I said, I was asked the same question. Mm-hmm. I said, well, the Bible alone.
Yeah.
And suddenly I realized, no, they're happy. Because, and he gave the reasoning,
mm-hmm.
you can't understand the Bible without the tradition.
Without the tradition, the saints,
yes.
and everything else.
Yeah.
When I was meeting with those people, I was in awe. Because kind of like when I guess people in the States would collect like baseball cards.
Mm.
Or when I was a kid, it was Pokemon cards.
You sinner. You just lost. Oh, look at all the views dropping.
They all went down.
Yeah. No, I did. I collect wrestling. WWF.
WWF cards?
Yes. That was before WWE.
Really?
Are
you that old?
It used to be. Yeah, I did not know that it's called WWE. I grew up with WWF.
Oh.
World Wrestling Federation.
Goodness.
And then eventually they changed it to World Wrestling Entertainment.
Oh.
Yeah, but...
Was that after people realized that it wasn't real?
No, I knew it wasn't real.
Uh-huh.
Even when the guy died, I knew that was real. But how did he die? Yeah, but so I did collect some stuff too.
Okay. Well, just like we would collect cars and it would have names and stats and all that fun stuff on there. These Catholic students had the same thing, but with saints.
As in collecting cards?
They did not have physical cards, but they would talk about the saints. Like, oh, I really like Saint so-and-so because he did this and that. And I'm going, he was talking about, I recognize a story from Acts. And he goes, yes, and this and this and that happened. I thought, oh, yeah, that's right. And they start talking about a secret conversation between Peter and someone else that happened.
Ooh.
I thought, oh, I don't recall that passage. And then someone else quoted that as well.
Oh.
They did not know the biblical passage.
Mm-hmm.
They knew the story behind the scenes.
Yeah. Interesting.
And then they were saying who their favorite saint was.
Huh. Now, maybe what we should do is... We should create cards, but with biblical characters. And, you know, I don't know if you had those when you were little, but not collecting cards, but actually playing cards. Now, sorry, fundamental Baptist, not playing cards in the sense of poker, okay? But cards that you play with.
You mean like Pokemon cards?
No, not Pokemon.
You mean Yu-Gi-Oh cards?
No, like cars or... it's in German it was... you can collect four so of the same kind, and then you say, okay, well, this has that much horsepower. It's
yes, that was very popular when I was like nine.
Yes. But if you would do that with bio characters, well, he had that long of a beard. No, well, he had this, or he was that tall. He was that heavy. You know, that one fat guy that where the knife was just...
and his stomach sucked it up.
Yeah. So then the kids would actually play with all that. We should do that. I think that would be fun.
Well, we actually already have something similar. We're collecting those stickers.
Yes.
Those stickers also have some kind of like stats on there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Like how many times is so-and-so mentioned in the New Testament?
Yeah, see, that's cool.
Yeah. So that they collect them just like I collected the Pokemon stickers.
Yeah. But yeah, that's it is fascinating that they know all that, but then they couldn't tell you simple things about the Bible.
Mm-hmm. And one of my friends, he says, when he has questions about church history, he goes to his Catholic friends.
Mm.
When he has questions about the Bible, he comes to me.
Yes.
And I think that's a very generous compliment from him.
Yes, I would say so. Mm-hmm. Now, at the same time, I think it would be good to know more about church history.
If I have regrets, that's one thing I think I missed out at Faith, was early church history.
Now, you mentioned that some teachers had a passion, you know, and some teachers did not communicate their passion as much.
Uh-huh.
But I had one teacher, and he, I thoroughly enjoyed the class. It was a module that I took.
Was it Baptist Faith and Practice?
No, it was Church History 1 and Church History 2.
What?
And it was exciting. It was actually fun.
Uh-huh.
And I actually rewrote all his notes. And I gave them to him.
Yeah.
Because they were this copy there and copy there and copy there. And I just rewrote because it was a module.
Mm-hmm.
But church history with Dr. George was fun.
Yeah.
It was actually really good. It was sad because I believe he actually, in the last hour of that, he had a stroke or he had a heart attack or
really?
Something. Yes. And so that was the last day of that week.
Mm-hmm.
But he actually, it was fun to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you have somebody who is excited about a certain topic, they can make that work. Now, it's going to be hard with Baptist Faith and Practice probably. But church history, it was fun. Mm-hmm. It was really good.
If you want to really make a difference and impact in a Catholic environment like here, be passionate and well-educated in early church history.
Yeah.
Because when Catholics talk about the Bible, they're not talking about the Bible.
Correct.
They're talking about theology.
Yes. And not even that.
Not even that. They're talking about early church history.
Yes.
All the meetings that there were and all the theologians that were involved.
Yeah.
That's their context when they talk about the Bible.
And then if you can use that context
in
order to show them that if they talk about church history, early church history, and then you talk about Augustine and that the stuff that he understood. Yes, he didn't understand everything. Well, Calvin didn't understand everything.
Yeah.
You know, it took him until he died until he understood that baptism is actually not for babies. But just like Arcee Sproul. So there are certain things, they're not perfect. But it's not about that. It's about he understood the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can show them that they're one of their favorite saints.
Yes.
Is actually, yes, he had some good stuff. And then if you go to early church history, you can show them all the good stuff that came out.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything was bad.
Yeah.
I truly believe, now I'm not dogmatic about it, but I believe that the church in Rome then turned into the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Rome was a good church.
Yeah.
If you go by justification by faith, it's funny that it went the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
But you can use that. But if you don't know it, and if you just say, yeah, but it's just church history, it's mm-hmm. all Catholic, then you lose the respect and you lose the, how can you say that, your credibility.
Mm-hmm.
And if you claim that you know the Bible, yes, but then if you disregard the early church history, but you swear by the 66 books,
mm-hmm.
well, you're going to encounter eventually when it was officially, now, I believe it was the Holy Spirit, it was God from the beginning, it was 66 books, even before they were written, but it's going to be 66. Now, but, yes, it was certain bishops
mm-hmm.
that went together.
Yes.
And then, but why? If you go into church history, and it's fun, if you read Josephus,
mm-hmm.
and you read what the first services that he experienced,
mm-hmm.
that was now probably 30 years after John died.
Mm-hmm.
So the early churches, after the last apostle died, well, what did they do? Is it important? Well, not for your salvation, not to order, in order to understand the Bible, but it's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use that to see, look, they did it this way. Why did they do it this way? Because that's what they have been taught.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually strayed from there. And we are going back to that.
Mm-hmm. Since I don't know very much of early church history and early Catholic church history,
mm-hmm.
and most Catholics don't know anything about
Bible.
The Bible and any kind of church in the States,
yes.
outside of the Reformation.
Yeah.
When we talk about the Bible, oftentimes it's them asking questions
mm-hmm.
or me asking questions.
Yeah.
And they know, hey, Baptist means something. What do Baptists believe? That's a very, mm-hmm. very common question I get.
Yeah.
And so there it helps that we call ourselves Baptist because that's a word they can start talking about and discussing.
And it's a very old one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a bad word to use by the Catholics
mm-hmm.
to describe those who get baptized
again.
And so you can, you, and then you can see it's not something new.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about 500 years where the name is,
mm-hmm.
Unless you claim John the Baptist. He was not a Baptist.
One of the Baptist churches in the area do claim that they are a direct lineage to John the Baptist.
Yes. And they also claim that Jesus baptized more than any of them.
And then they quote the passage, which yes. says, and then right afterwards, but Jesus didn't baptize no one.
Exactly. So if you quote the Bible, try to quote the context too.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, I and people are not opposed necessarily to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have quite a good standing in our community
mm-hmm.
As a church. And we have a good relationship with the Catholic and the Lutheran priest
mm-hmm.
or Catholic priests.
I'm Facebook friends with him, I think.
Oh, are you? I'm
yeah. At least I found him on Facebook. I think I yeah. added him because I talked to him once or twice.
Oh, there you go.
When another free church came to Eichstätt, we call ourselves a free church.
Yes.
Which the meaning of that has changed over the decades.
Yeah.
When Pastor Saylor from Cambridge
mm-hmm.
said, oh yeah, free churches, those are good churches. They all believe like we do. That might have been that way in the whenever he was over here, like in the 90s, early 2000s, maybe. But right now, it's a term used anyone who's not strictly Catholic or Lutheran.
Yeah,
and you can even be under the Lutheran umbrella and call yourself a free church.
Yeah, if Americans understand the American culture right now,
mm-hmm.
the Christian culture. And the way it is now compared to how it was 30 years ago,
mm-hmm.
40 years ago. If you call yourself an evangelical church, well, that used to be a term that clearly communicate something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't anymore. There are so many churches that would claim we're evangelical.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does that mean? People claim that they hold to the Apostles' Creed. Well, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, who doesn't hold up to it? And so, you, as sad as it is, but you have to always individually,
mm-hmm.
no matter what name the church has, no matter what denomination they claim to be or not to be,
mm-hmm.
And no matter in what union or convention they are, you need to check the individual church.
Yes.
I mean, think about just what happened in America with the Southern Baptists,
mm-hmm.
and that they, for example, with Saddleback Church and Elevation Church, well, they are not a part of the Southern Baptist Church Convention anymore.
Okay.
So, and that happened last year.
Saddleback, that was the Toy Story Church, right?
Yes. Yes. Toy Story, Superman, Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. At the movies.
Yes.
But then you have in, and I'm using Southern Baptist, aware of that there's different views on that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't really argue that a Mark Dever is not in a healthy church. I mean, he
mm-hmm.
wrote the book on a healthy church. but you have a Mark Dever or a John Piper.
Mm-hmm.
Is John Piper in the Southern Baptist?
I don't know. Think
but
so.
They're Baptist.
Yes.
Baptist.
mm-hmm.
So and then you have a regular Baptist. Well, so all a Baptist, right? But no. Even in Ankeny itself, there are Baptist churches that would not be. And then there are some churches that don't call themselves Baptist,
mm-hmm.
and they have better theology than some other
mm-hmm.
churches. And so, just like in America, well, yes, but in Germany, think more postmodern.
Mm-hmm.
Think more East Coast or Canada, like Dr. Jim would say.
What I encounter often is that if we say we are not Catholic and we are not Lutheran, they think we're Mormon or
mm-hmm.
we're Jehovah Witnesses.
Yeah.
And how do you describe yourself?
Mormon. How do I describe myself?
Yeah.
When somebody asks what we are,
mm-hmm.
I would say we are a free church.
Yes.
Because I want to use the terms that they know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Without them thinking that we are the same.
Yes.
Because as soon as you go away from terms that they know, they would put you into the category of a cult.
Mm-hmm.
And there is what Americans cannot understand that. They can't.
Mm-hmm.
Because America was founded on religious freedom.
Yes.
Germany wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So people left and went to America so they don't have to be a cult if they believe the Bible.
Uh-huh.
So a standard American, unless they have actually experienced that or studied it, they wouldn't understand what it means.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to describe certain things. But you can't just condemn everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to use it and explain it.
Mm-hmm.
So I, for example, and we should maybe talk about that sometime. The term Kirche,
yes,
which is Kirk in
Old English,
mm-hmm. And R.C. Sproul did a great explanation on that.
Oh
which
yeah,
is awesome. Yes, but I can't remember right now,
okay.
So I have to look it up. But we use that word in Germany,
mm-hmm.
and that describes, if you say Kirche, Kirk, it is right away Catholic or Lutheran.
It is something traditional and
yes.
Orthodox.
Yes.
And
big building.
Cold.
Yes. So that is what it is. If you say Gemeinde,
which means fellowship.
Fellowship. Which is the understanding of church in the States.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you use that word alone, well, it's also the courthouse.
Yes.
So, if you talk to somebody and you say, well, I go to Gemeinde, well, they say, oh, what are you doing with the mayor? I don't know. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And I just had that actually on Saturday, talking to somebody, mm-hmm. To my cousin. On my father's side, and I don't know where she stands, but we were talking about church, and I mm-hmm. said, well, we do this at church. And then she said, oh, yeah, and next Sunday we have actually a luncheon at the Gemeinde.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, that's great. And then she said, because of all the volunteers, and she described, and I was like, afterwards, I was like, she wasn't talking about church.
Nope.
So, so what do you do? Well, if you say Kirche, then people think Lutheran Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
If you say Gemeinde, they could mean that you're talking about the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, I use Kirchengemeinde.
Yeah.
Now, I was just told by an ex-Catholic that, well, every Catholic church has a Kirchengemeinde. but I say Free Church, mm-hmm. Freikirche. So I'm using Kirche. But freikirchlich is actually a term in Germany.
It is.
That describes evangelicals,
mm-hmm.
So to speak.
And I find it difficult as well when someone asks, because the traditional Catholic Church is the norm.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they know.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do with us when we say we are not the Catholic Church.
Correct.
They're wondering, oh, do you guys run around in circles and like worship something? Or they have no...
You celebrate birthdays. That's what they ask me.
They have no concept. And so when describing ourselves, we always want to be different than the church,
mm-hmm.
and still not completely opposite of the church.
Yes.
It should be familiar. This is a church gathering. This is a church service. Have similar songs in that sense, but it is something way different than what they're used to.
Yeah.
And I think the focus that how we can help distinguish that is focus on the relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've talked a bit too long.
Yes, just a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, the sun is rising again.
So next month you can listen to the rest of this conversation.
Yes.
And it does get a bit feisty.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's, you know, there's a saying, getting into deep water.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Well, it was quite deep.
It was quite deep, but you still managed to float.
Yes. Well, we'll see if I'm going to float afterwards.
Yeah. So stay tuned next month when we talk more about living in a Catholic society. And
yes. What can and what should you do?
Yes. And until then, have a wonderful February.
Yes. And stay frosty, my friends.
That's my saying.
Well, you said have a great week, great month, so.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.